Thank you again, Robert and Rob of the Bush League DJs, for joining me this morning for, as part of our Folk on the Rocks interview series, these folking awesome interviews. Really enjoying getting to sit down and chat with the artists that are making up the Folk on the Rocks 2023 lineup. So I'm chatting with two of the artists that will be gracing the Beer Garden on July 14th to the 16th for the Folk on the Rocks Music Festival. Here chatting with Rob and Robert of the Bush League DJs. How are you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's get the first question out of the way here, guys. I know a question that that I tend to ask a lot of groups is kind of, how did you guys end up getting together as a group? Where did all that come from?
Okay, so the two of us, we've been friends since we were kids, and we've always kind of enjoyed the same taste in music. So after a few music festivals, we decided to try our hand at DJing. We bought a couple of Technics turntables and a secondhand mixer and a box of Random House records. So when we actually got all the gear, we hooked it all up, and we actually looked at each other and said, well, now what do? Because we're self-taught, so we had to learn how to beat match on vinyl just alone, and eventually started playing shows in front of people. It was at that point we met the third member of our group, Clark Webb, through a mutual friend. He had recently moved to Yellowknife from Toronto, and he was into electronic music as well. So we became really good friends, and that's when, as a trio, we formed Bush League DJs together.
Awesome. So that's I know that story kind of it's unique for you guys, but the story of like two people getting a group together, and then it's only after the third member moves up to town and you kind of bring him into the fold, for lack of a better word, because as you guys are saying, you guys have been friends for a while. I've heard stories of a lot of bands where it's grouped up of some lifelong Yellowknifers, and then that last piece of the puzzle is someone that ends up moving the town, and I think that that really speaks for kind of Yellowknife's kind of transient nature, where there's always new people, new musicians coming in and out of town. Moving on here, obviously you were mentioning to me before that you guys turned the mic on you. This is your first radio interview, so your first time kind of prepping for Folk on the Rocks, but as you mentioned, not the first time that you guys have performed. You've done some little bit of stuff together in the lead up to this, but what are your kind of feelings ahead of that Folk on the Rocks performance later this summer?
Well, we're definitely excited. Growing up in Yellowknife, Folk on the Rocks has always been a big part of the culture here. It's always a great time, and we hope we can add just a little bit to that. Turnout is great usually, and we're excited to bring our sound to it. But with that excitement also comes nerves. Mm-hmm. And I think anytime you love doing something and you're passionate about it, it's only natural to be nervous. But nerves are good. Nerves mean that what you're doing matters to you. So it's a combination of emotions, but that's part of what makes it so much fun to be invited to an event like this.
Yeah, it definitely is. I definitely had kind of similar nerves. I didn't get on stage to perform, but it was my first year doing Folk on the Rocks, and the station needed somebody to go up and because with us being the level sponsor that we are at Folk on the Rocks, there's a point in one of the days on the weekend we have to go up and like thank everybody on the main stage, and they were like, yeah, Tyler, you can go do that. It was like my first year up there, and just being told, it's like, yeah, go up in front of those like 1,000+ people and go thank them. And like, I'm comfortable now, being behind the microphone, and a lot of that is because I don't see the people that I talk to very directly, but getting on the mic and actually having the crowd in front of me was definitely, as you guys said, there just a bit of nerves, but it's still the excitement around that. Moving forward here, you mentioned that you guys did get some old vinyl house records, and you were just kind of experimenting on that, trying to get your kind of sound kind of down pat. And this next question is one I really like getting to ask Northern artists, because I feel like there is lots of different, ways that you can be inspired to create things up here in the North. Like I was just actually talking with an artist earlier today who's also going to be at Folk, Jenna Blanchard, and she was mentioning that a lot of stuff from the territories helps, inspire her music. So what are kind of some of the inspirations that, you guys take, whether that's here from the territories or maybe something from your guys' personal life? Where do some of your inspirations come from when it comes to music?
Okay, so growing up in the 90s, we were early on heavily influenced by grunge and alternative rock and, a little bit of punk. Electronic music wasn't really on our radar back then. Then you see groups like Linkin Park kind of show up, and they have a DJ in the group, and that kind of raises an eyebrow, makes you a little bit interested. And then you see Daft Punk and the Chemical Brothers make a really big splash. Later on, DJs like Sasha, Lee Coombs, and Adam Freeland had a big impact on shaping her sound. Very electro sounds, but with really good melody and great hooks. These were guys that made great tracks, but they were also really technically sound. Every move they made had a purpose, and it was just fascinating to watch them and try to figure out how they did things. So we're really self-taught, and in a small community where there was nobody to teach us or show us any tricks, we had to sit and listen to sets for inspiration. FriskyRadio.com was a really big part of that because they played non-stop DJ sets online. So we would listen to them and try to figure out how they blended tracks together. That was really how we shaped our sound, is just meticulously sitting down and just over and over listening to sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, I like that that point you made there, that, you know, sometimes it is just about that, like to some people it just, you know, might seem like a bit of an act of, you know, repetition, but, you know, you're learning something new each time you listen to it, especially when, you know, you have a bit of that, already a bit of the know-how and the knowledge behind DJing like you guys do. So moving on to the last question here, obviously, I'm not asking for, you know, you guys to give away the whole set list of what you're playing, but obviously a DJ set is something not completely new to Folk on the Rocks, but definitely something like Northern based DJs is not something that we've seen too much here in the North or at Folk on the Rocks. So what kind of a sneak peek can people expect from the Bush League DJs come Folk on the Rocks later this summer?
Well, you know, like we're very honored to be part of this incredible event as DJs, and we can't wait to share, you know, our passion for electronic music with the festival goers. I think listeners can expect a mix of really bass-heavy house music, some breakbeats, and, you know, maybe some throwback 90s dance sounds. You know, I think we're gonna try and play a really fun set, get some good melodies and some driving bass lines in there. So, yeah, I guess just have to come down to the festival and find out.